Scripture this morning is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Scripture that all of you have heard from the time you were knee-high to a grasshopper. The burning bush. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert, and he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. And Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. And when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. There's one main point I want us to get this morning. So I'm going to hit it right now. Moses saw the burning bush. Could that bush be explained? Explained by anything in natural human terms? No. Because if that bush was happening without the hand of God being involved, that bush would have been consumed. So we'd have seen the twigs turn to ashes. We'd have seen it fall down. And Moses is standing there and seeing, whoa, what is this? I had better go get a closer look. So, what was he doing? What was his responsibility at that time? He was supposed to be watching the sheep of his father-in-law. That was his job, guys. He was at work. But what did Moses say? Oh, sorry, this is strange, but I've got these sheep I've got to take care of. No, he turned aside and went towards this bush that he couldn't figure out what was happening because he had to know. He turned aside. He said, the sheep will be fine for a short time. He turned aside. Maybe he didn't even say for a short time. Maybe he didn't care how long it would be. But Scripture doesn't tell us what was going through Moses' mind. But he turned aside. And he went to the bush. Well, if it wasn't strange enough for a bush to be burning and not being consumed, how about it when the bush starts talking to you? Guys, God is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. We tend to say, God doesn't work that way. But I want us to stop and think. There's not one formula that you can apply to every single story of the miracles in the Bible. There's not a formula because God didn't use formulas. He looked at the situation and what was needed. He knew that Moses couldn't stand to see this bush and it's not burning without checking it out. God knows what it's going to take to get your attention as well. So I'm going to say this morning, start watching for your burning bush. But I'll bet you none of you is going to come back next week and say, I had my burning bush, and it was really a burning bush. But I bet you some of you will come back and say, you know what? I had to turn aside this week. God did something, and I had to turn aside and see what He was doing. I had to turn because I wanted to see what God was doing. And then don't be surprised when all of a sudden God speaks to you. You know, we all want very much for God to speak, just as if I'm speaking to Johnny, where you can hear it and you can see my mouth moving. You know it's coming from me. God doesn't necessarily need a mouth, does He? He can implant things right into you. John used to call it that little voice behind his ear, or probably still does call it that little voice behind his ear. God speaks to us in many different ways. He talks in the Bible about dreams. How did God use dreams for the Pharaoh? There's so many stories. When Daniel was a part of the captivity and the dreams, you know, those were of God. So, if you have a strange dream, stop and think. Was this God speaking? Or was it just that I overate last night? Now, I really believe that you will find that if it's something from God, there's going to be something that will cause you to recognize that you need to stop and turn aside and think about it. I want us this morning to really realize that many times we are called to turn aside from what we're doing. And I hope that all of us would respond in the same way that Moses did and stop whatever it is doing and respond to God. Because if Moses hadn't turned aside, he wouldn't have gotten the message. How many times in our life have we not stopped to turn aside? And I know that I'm using a metaphor, but what I'm saying is that we have to realize that sometimes we've got to stop what we're doing. Because life is busy. The kids are screaming. Right, Marissa? They do scream? No, not Cora. Give her a bottle and she's happy. There's many pressures in life. I've got homework to do. I've got a sermon to prepare for. Now, guys, I pray that every sermon is that voice of God, because I don't want to stand up here and preach without preaching what He's saying. Because if I am, you better fire me. Okay? But as I thought about how important it is for us to be willing to stop and turn aside, I want you to think for a moment about Jesus. I want you to go back to His baptism for a moment. Jesus was the Son of God, right? Born of a virgin, conceived through the Holy Spirit, Son of God. And you know, somehow, when I use that term, I immediately thought, okay, then since He is also God, that He just used that God power to know what was going on. But I want you to understand that's not what happened. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He grew and He matured. And at His baptism, what took place? Holy Spirit descended and came to rest upon Him and stayed with Him. Guys, that's the same thing that happens to us. Jesus had the physical potential to have sinned, and yet he never sinned. Why? Because he was yielded totally to God. Why? Because he always turned aside. Why? Because he listened and looked to see what the Father was doing. Think about the many verses in Scripture where it says, I'm doing what I see my Father doing. I want that kind of communion. We can have that kind of communion. We can listen, and I've heard stories, and I'm saying, Lord, I want more. I want more. I've heard the stories of the orphanage that had no food and no milk, and how the orphanage overseers prayed. And lo and behold, what happened? A knock at the door, and the milk cart had just broken down, and he needed someone to use the milk so it wouldn't go to waste. Over and over, God just works miracles. But we've gotten so we explain them away. Why? To make us feel better. If we don't have miracles going on in our life, then there's got to be something, and it certainly can't be my fault. But I'm telling you, it is our fault. We don't turn aside. We get too caught up in all of the things that have to get done. Does the laundry wash itself? No. It's going to take you putting it into the washing machine. It just doesn't do it by itself. And every one of you is at a different point in your life, but do you find that you really have excess time just to do whatever you want with? There's always things that are calling. So I'm saying we need to start looking for our burning bushes. And we need to start turning aside. And we need to start hearing the voice of God speak to us. Just as Jesus did. It's the same way the Holy Spirit, sent from God, brings to us His power and His Word. He says, I will lead you into all truth. I will take of what is mine and send it. And Jesus said, He's going to take of mine and bring it back to you. So you see, when the Holy Spirit works with us, what is the Holy Spirit representing to us? He's representing God. Now, if this Jesus, born of the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, needed to sneak away and pray, how important is it for us? He snuck away to pray early in the morning. Now, guys, some of you don't need to sneak away early in the morning. Maybe you need to sneak away early in the night or whatever. You find the time to sneak away, okay? You find the time to be able to let God speak to you. And I'm not saying, okay, I know a lot of people, we look at Daniel, wonderful example. But I don't want us to get tied down to a formula. Daniel had a formula, morning, noon, and night. Wonderful. Because he made time. The point is, make the time. If Daniel's formula of morning, noon, and night works for you, then great, use that formula. But most important, find the time to let God speak. So I challenge each of us this morning, start watching for that burning bush. Be willing to turn aside and be willing to hear the voice of God. He wants to speak to all of us. You see, any of you who have been a father, what is one of the greatest joys of your life? It's when your little ones crawl up in your lap and they talk to you and they share with you all the important things that they have experienced that day. And pawpaws and grandpas it's just as exciting. And mamas and grandmas, it's just as exciting. But that is exactly what God wants. He wants us as His children just to crawl up in His lap and share all of the things that have gone on in our day. And what's beautiful is He already knows them, and He was right there participating in them. And He is pleased as punch, as the saying goes. I can imagine our Heavenly Father has this great grin. Even in those times when we failed Him. Have you ever had your child come with a truly repentant heart? I mean, you know the difference between the perfunctory, they know they have to say I'm sorry, and the, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize what this was going to do. You know, we teach our children, they've just hit their sister or their brother, and we teach them, you go tell them you're sorry, okay? I'm sorry. you know, they did it. That's what you said. But there is a difference, and we can tell it, and our Heavenly Father knows it. And that's what's so beautiful. And even when we're struggling with getting to, I'm sorry, He still is there patiently waiting, saying, come on, child, you can do it. You can really be sorry. Come on. This is our Heavenly Father. Wonderful. The Father that appeared to Moses in a burning bush wants to appear to each of us in His own way. Amen?